This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, St. Philip Polyclinic closed today due to another security incident. Government to launch its citizens services call center next week. Government will be conducting a poverty assessment this year. DLP stresses the renaming of its auditorium is a member's decision in light of a viral photo with a sign and lock placed on its headquarters gate protesting the action. And former Jamaican MP arrested for wife's murder. Good afternoon. With the details, I am Crystal J. Paul. The St. Philip Polyclinic is closed today due to an incident involving a nurse being threatened with a knife as workers' representatives demand that security be strengthened at these facilities. General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin, explained what transpired, stating that action should be taken to ensure incidents like this do not reoccur.
Yesterday, while performing her duties, father of one of the patients pulled a knife on a nurse because he wanted priority. He wanted to get his business started out first so he can leave the clinic. There was no conflict between him and the nurse. He just wanted to get out of there fast. That has traumatized the nurse and her colleagues. My union has said to them that they would not be working in that environment without adequate security. Adequate security means more bodies and metal detectors to detect any guns or knives or whatever's coming into the clinic. Until those positions are put in place, the nurses in the Unity Workers Union will withhold their labor.
General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Caswell Franklin. Meantime, Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Walrond, highlighted the need for counseling as he detailed the impact the incident is having on the nurses at the polyclinic.
As I speak, that nurse is seeking attention for counseling. She's traumatized to the extent that she couldn't sleep last night. She's in a mentally disturbing state in terms of recalling the event and even breaking down in terms of tears. Other colleagues have also been traumatized by the event, and therefore the polyclinic is closed today. Counseling will be provided by one o'clock for all persons. I myself and another union officer would have witnessed the state that the affected nurse was in, and it was a very disturbing experience to really see her breakdown and what she's going through.
He says the union will continue to monitor the situation to make sure that measures are implemented.
The ministry has committed to beefing up security, including the use of doing security checks, and they're also looking at an ongoing process of ensuring that the issues of safety are addressed for all staff. So, yes, we are here. The union will continue to monitor the situation to ensure that the staff get the necessary support required and that the commitments to the enhanced security and other arrangements are put in place so that staff can work.
Deputy General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Walrond. The Barbados Nursing Association is also demanding that government implement stricter security measures to protect nurses against violence and ensure a safe work environment. President of the association, Dr. Faye G. Paris, says there has been an increase in violent incidents towards nurses with no structured response, support for the nurses, or policies to prevent and follow after an incident occurs.
The BNA calls for installing metal detectors at all polyclinics and health facilities, as well as increased security personnel and surveillance cameras. We also urge the government to provide adequate mental health support and counseling for our nurses and healthcare professionals who have been traumatized by this and any other violent incident. Furthermore, we request that the government enact and enforce strict policies and penalties against any form of violence or aggression towards our nurses and health professionals who are already under tremendous stress and pressure due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the resultant shortages of nurses and doctors.
President of the Barbados Nursing Association, Dr. Faye G. Paris, in the lunchtime edition. Barbadians will soon have one central point where they can voice concerns on matters related to government services and receive timely responses. The Citizens Services Call Center is set to be launched next week. This was revealed by a minister in the Prime Minister's office, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, during government's first post-cabinet press briefing for the year at the Ministry of Home Affairs.
We will be launching the Citizen Services Contact Center on Tuesday, January 23rd. That Citizen Services Contact Center will be made up of three areas. One, the call center that the Prime Minister would have announced. And the number for that call center is 573-7373. That call center will run from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the night. But citizens will also have the opportunity to email their concerns and as well as WhatsApp their concerns.
Government has procured the services of an international agency to set up the center, which will cost them $10,000 monthly over an initial six-month period. Barbadians are being assured swift responses through one of the 60 people who will be employed at the center. Dr. Chantal Monroe Knight explained that this is all part of their commitment to transforming the public service.
We hear the concerns that citizens speak to on the calling programs and in other fora about their dissatisfaction with the level of delivery of government services. But I'm hoping that the country will see again in all of these efforts our genuine attempt to be responsive as much as possible, to afford citizens an opportunity for us to hear you, genuinely hear you, team. And this is just the first stage. The final stage of that, phase two, will be that we will centralize all of the existing call centers to make sure that we can better monitor what is happening in terms of citizen complaints and the quality and delivery of government services.
Minister in the Prime Minister's office, Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe Knight. Government will be conducting a new poverty assessment this year. This was revealed by the Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, in the post-cabinet press briefing. The project, called the Enhanced Country Poverty Assessment, will be supported by the Caribbean Development Bank and International Development Bank and is to be conducted over four phases. He said that this is to provide a more accurate reflection of the situation here and how to deal with it. General Secretary of the Democratic Labour Party, Steve Blackett, stresses that at their general conference, members of the party agreed to the renaming of the auditorium after the Right Excellent Errol Barrow. This as a photo has been circulating on social media showing a sign on the gate of the DLP's George Street headquarters, which says, "Barrow say no, members say no." Mr. Blackett tells Starcom Network News this agreement was made since last August at the party's last general meeting. And finally, a former Jamaican Member of Parliament, Jolyon Silvera, is in police custody in connection with the murder of his wife. Silvera was arrested on Thursday by afternoon by Major Investigation Division. His attorney, Peter Champagne, said that Mr. Silvera has maintained his innocence. Recapping the headlines, St. Philip Polyclinic closed today due to another security incident. Government to launch its citizen services call center next week. Government will be conducting a poverty assessment this year. DLP stresses the renaming of its auditorium is a member's decision in light of a viral photo with a sign and lock placed on its headquarters gate protesting the action, and former Jamaican MP arrested for wife's murder. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Crystal J. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.